Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I don't know if you're like me, but I always have a few authors who are just go-to. If I can't figure out what to read next, I go to the shelf and pick up what they've written most recently. And one of those authors is Charles Finch. He writes the Charles Lennox series. It's a series about a member of parliament in the Victorian ages who goes on to become a private eye. You should check it out. But he also has a memoir out, sort of, I guess, just this month called What Just Happened, Notes on a Long Year. And it's sort of his diary of the pandemic. Charles Finch joins us now. Charles, how are you?
Oh, I'm so delighted to be talking to you again. And thank you so much for the kind words.
Oh, no, you know how I feel about you and the books. I love them. So,
thank you.
I enjoy this this as well. I called it a memoir. Is that the right term?
I actually don't know what the right word is. You know, I was writing it and I was like, is this a memoir? Is this a diary of social observations about what it's like to live through the time when we're all stashing lentils on our shelves and counting rolls of toilet paper? What is the word for it? Is it? So I don't know. It's somewhere in between. Yeah, a little miniature history of what it was like to live through this crazy last 16 months, and then my own kind of like personal takes on it.
Right. So, and well, what I like, yeah. It's not so much a history, I wouldn't say, because it's written in real time. And I think that's that's one of the real values of this. So, you know, when it says March 15th, it's your account from March 15th. Tell me about why you did it that way.
I think like a lot of writers, I sort of picked up my notebook as soon as this started. And it could have gone either way. I think like some writers just, you know, I talk about this actually in the book. I'm talking to friends who are writers who say, I can't read a word of fiction. I can't write. I can't do anything. I just felt this like urge to write it because it was so strange. And it's kind of unusual to live through something genuinely new. I mean, I don't know. I'm so curious hearing feedback. When you were reading through the parts about March, did it recall to mind your own experiences?
Well, I think that's the value of it. We're talking to Charles Finch here. His book is What Just Happened, Notes on a Long Year. That's the beauty of it, Charles, because it brought me back there. It wasn't as if I was reading someone else's account of it. It really kind of brought me back, and I knew that you as the writer at that moment didn't know what was coming next.
Well, that's the amazing thing, is to look back, and you know, I've been doing these readings, and there's one little part that makes people gasp at the start of the reading, which is when I say the coronavirus is out of control and the new public health estimates are that we may have as many as 20,000 people die from the coronavirus. And I remember thinking that and thinking, wow, geez, that's a lot of people just to die from a virus that pops up. And of course, now we're hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people later and we have a vaccine. And to not know anything at the time was so terrifying. And it's cathartic in a way to go back and realize that, you know, we most of us hobbled through.
Yeah, it's a good point about a lot of this is about what we did not know. And for example, you point out that when people were told to stay at home, there was sort of a giddiness. People thought, hey, this is going to be kind of novel for a week or two.
That's exactly right. I think all of us were sort of guiltily thinking, huh, okay, a week at home, we can finally clean up that cellar and, you know, make that vegetable soup we've been planning to cook for the family. Little did we know, obviously, that it was going to be longer than a couple of weeks.
We talked about what we didn't know at the beginning, and you had a pipeline to New York, a friend who is a doctor in New York City, and he was early on giving you much more sobering accounts than the government was. Tell me about learning from him just how bad it was in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it was fascinating to be friends with one of the doctors who was on that front line, because New York really was ahead of us. It was first Seattle, I think, and then New York that had the really serious cases. And my friend Nathan was a doctor in a hospital in New York, and he was seeing these cases where, you know, he would say, you know, let's check the O2 level, the oxygen level. And they would say, you know, 98% is fine, 95, you start to think what's going on, 91. You'd admit someone, and he would have someone in front of him at, you know, 61, 62. And he had never seen that before. That person should be dead. And later, as the cases came in, he sort of started to appreciate that it was going to be more maybe serious, I think, than, you know, we were slow on the uptake. And it's not, I don't blame us in a way, because who could have seen this coming?
Right. I want to ask you about music, because I would not have put you down as a Taylor Swift fan, and yet she's one of the people who got you through this.
Yes, she is. Taylor Swift, I feel like, is for everyone. I don't see the divisions. You know, I listen to a lot of, I feel like, you know, we used to see a few hundred people a week just saying hello at the gas station or whatever, and for a while there, we were seeing no one, or you'd see, you know, a few people a week at the grocery store and not hello. And so for me, music became like a real emotional source of like comfort and whatever. And Taylor Swift was part of that, just the kind of euphoria of her music, but so was other stuff. I mean, I listened to a lot of Parliament and a lot of James Brown and Sam Cooke and all sorts of over-the-map stuff.
I'm going to interrupt you, because you mentioned a song that just stays with me through all my life. I have carried this song with me, and it's the John Prine version of the song Clay Pigeons.
Oh, how good is that?
It's unbelievable.
I mean, and the original Blaze Foley is great, but the way John Prine sings it is sort of, you see the song that it's meant to be. I love that. And we lost him to COVID. I mentioned it in the book. Yeah.
Early on. You were near the riots or the violent protests outside the Grove in L.A. after the George Floyd murder. And again, even then, didn't really realize what was going on.
That's right. I mean, that was the interesting thing about writing this book is, you know, I made a deal to write the book after a month or so inside when I thought it was just going to be a pandemic book. And then the Black Lives Matter protests really took over the national stage. It was almost as if, like, all having been inside, everyone needed to get outside or be, you know, be passionate about something.
We were pent up.
Exactly. And so that June and July, I think a lot of us will never forget. I mean, it was pretty unforgettable. And so the book became partially about that, too. And then, you know, as the year went on, it became about sort of the reemergence of COVID in the fall. So there are just all these surprises in the timeline that I wasn't expecting and had to write around, which was an interesting experience.
Charles Finch is talking to us about his book, What Just Happened? Notes on a Long Year. And it's kind of a diary from day to day. When I first met Charlie, he had moved to Chicago from New York, and this is something I'll never forget. We were talking in a hallway somewhere, and you said, you know, the people in the Midwest really are different from New Yorkers. They really do knock on your door and offer you a pie and things like that. So you've gone from New York to Chicago and now L.A. Give me a little compare and contrast to the regions.
Oh, it's one of my favorite topics. I mean, I remember, you know, in New York, I'm from New York originally, and I lived there as an adult for a while. And, you know, you go over to someone's house for dinner and you bring a bottle of wine. And then we would have a dinner party in Chicago. And, you know, my wife Emily's friends my friends would come over and they would have exactly what you just said. They would have a pie and a bottle of wine and a bottle of, you know, I'm trying to think of what is the, I guess, Malort or
Malort,
something like that.
Oh, you are almost a true Chicagoan. And very good.
And a little Christmas ornament. And there is this sense of, it's almost, you know, I mean, I imagine it goes back to sort of frontier times of like, we're in this cold winter together, we're here in this city together. And that sense of like fraternity or of community in Chicago, I really loved. LA is more kind of out at the edge of the world, and I'm enjoying it now, but you really feel like you're walking around in a different kind of universe. And so I feel, you know, you told me before we started chatting that it's snowing there over Lake Michigan. I would pay dearly to be transported there for half an hour to walk by the lake.
Well, you're about the only one who's hearing this who has that sentiment. Charles Finch, the name of the book is What Just Happened? Notes on a Long Year. Read it, because you'll find out what happened to Charles, but I think you'll really find out what happened to you as well. It's always great to talk to you. We miss you. Can't wait to have you come back to Chicago.
So nice to talk to you, Steve. Thank you.
You bet. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.